Welcome back. International Crop Expo, Grand Forks at the Alaris Center. And we've been broadcasting for 2 days here. And finally, we get a chance to visit with Dennis Belisky, Resource Auction. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, McCare, how are you today?
Well, I've been sitting here for 2 days looking out the window at blue sky. I don't care if it got down to 30 below wind chills. This is a warm, wonderful place to be for 2 days in February.
You know, it's nothing wrong with seeing the sunshine, and it gets a little higher and a little warmer every day. The days get a little longer. We're pushing ourselves closer to spring.
Indeed, and spring auctions, but you got some coming up here real quick.
Well, you know, our auction here in the Alaris, just right around the corner from where you and I are sitting, is going to be on March 24th. The advertising deadline is the end of February, so if you got items to add to that auction, we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you. We always have a good auction. We always have a good selection of equipment. We always have a big attendance, and of course, big marketing program that goes into that auction. So we've got people from all throughout North America that are either coming to the auction or are bidding live online to be able to make those purchases. So one thing that we've talked about in the last couple of weeks and want to continue to talk about is the value of used equipment in today's market. Good used farm machinery is at an utmost premium at the moment, you know, and guys say, well, why is that? The markets are down, and you know, it was a tough fall in some areas and whatnot, but when things get a little tougher and tighten up, that's when the trade frequencies go down, the newer equipment sales aren't as often, and guys that are looking for used equipment aren't able to buy it because it's not out there. So they head to the farm retirement auctions, and that's where we have a lot of good, you know, mid-range equipment that farmers that have been operating for years have kept in good shape because they knew they were going to retire in so many years down the line. And when we have that equipment, it brings a premium. So if you're contemplating selling any excess equipment that you've got or getting out of the business and you're wondering about the value of your equipment, wonder no more, because as we watch and look around the countryside and see things sitting on dealers' lots, it's not sitting there very long if it's the right price range and the right type of equipment and if people have it for sale personally. So if you have a shed full of equipment and you're contemplating having an auction, get a hold of us, because we'll guarantee you that your used equipment is worth a premium right at the moment.
So should a producer, because last week at the National Farm Machinery Show, kind of the big draw was a John Deere 4400, and machine repeat, and all the people, you know, saying this thing's going to bring, you know, like 70,000. Should a farmer take and get a paint job on all this stuff, or is that worth the effort?
It's item by item, and it's something that, you know, if you're going to have an auction, you should always ask your auctioneer about painting things. Sometimes it looks like you're trying to cover things up. Sometimes things look just great in their original state, and you know, going off and into the older segment of things, it seems like nowadays, so they talk about the barn finds, you know, and the things that are older equipment that are in their original state.
Like a John Deere 720 or something.
Yeah, exactly, but, you know, there's a lot of things you can do without going to the full extreme of painting something. And we've got a good detailing crew, a good wash crew that goes out in advance of us, and they clean up equipment real nice. And, you know, there's a lot of soaps and chemicals and things that we use nowadays that really make stuff look nice. So we've got a lot of people that work for us that really know what they're doing. And if, you know, you give us the opportunity to work for you, you'll soon realize that we can put together an excellent auction for you and get very good results. And that's the main thing, you know. Yeah. All that glitters isn't gold. Sometimes it's more about the hard work and the effort and the knowledge that you put into it. And that's kind of how we are. We maybe, you know, maybe want to work a little harder to make sure that we have an auction that's a one-off for you, not so much of a cookie-cutter event.
That, I never thought of it that, like, you know, a paint job might be covering up a little rust, but vintage and clean is more valuable than a fresh paint job, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, the trends are tillage equipment or tractors or combines. Is there any category that's in more of a demand?
You know, big high horsepower tractors in a certain price range, because a lot of people are thinking that, you know, the planting season is going to be short, opportunity to do tillage might be a little tight. So vertical tillage, big high horsepower tractors are in big demand, planting equipment, stuff like that. Combines still in good demand. You know, there's a few more combines out there than there are any other type of equipment, but same thing there. If you're looking at a good, clean, used combine in a certain price range, it's still going to bring a premium, because the value of the new machines and the very late model used machines is probably higher than what a lot of guys can achieve in the next little while here. So your buyers are out there for that certain type of equipment, and we're looking forward to having a really good spring in that regard.
All righty, and it cranks up with your consignment auction here at the Alaris Center. But doggone it, the end of February is a week from tomorrow. So get the items in and let's get the advertising for them. Huh?
Yep, the sooner we know, the better off we are. We can get things listed, posted, and lined up and ready to go and do everything we can to ensure a good price for you on that consignment auction. And if you're planning an auction, you know what? There's plenty of time to consider it yet this spring. We're only at the end of February, and we'll typically have very good auctions up till the middle of the end of April. So looking forward to booking a few more spring farm auctions as well and starting into the summer season too.
All right. And how do producers get a hold of you?
Well, they can find out more about us at resourceauction.com or call 701-757-4015.
All righty. And you've had a good couple of days here, I would assume.
We have had. Traffic's been good. We've seen a lot of people that we haven't had a chance to visit with at the auctions the last couple of years. And they stop by and say hello, and you get a little chance to talk to people. They talk about the purchases they've made and the things that they're looking for. So it's always nice to put names with faces.
Yeah, whether it's the auction business, the implement business, or agronomy, it's relationships, what it's all about.
Exactly.
Yeah, all righty. Well, Dennis, good to see you. Have a good spring, and hey, we'll talk to you. Next week I'm in San Antonio for Commodity Classic, so visit with you the week after next.
Sounds good, Mick. Have a good day.
You the same. Thank you.